Introduction. Acknowledgement is offered to Ramchandra Keshav Bhagavat, whose translation of the Amritanubhava from Marathi has inspired this work. My Sri Gurudev, Muktananda Paramahamsa, offered many lessons from the wisdom utterances of Yaneshwar Maharaj, whom he considered to be one of the greatest siddhas to have ever graced this planet. I owe my understanding of Sri Yaneshwar's instruction and wisdom to my guru, who was a master at elucidating the utterances of Jnanadeva in a way that made application of Jnanadeva's wisdom to daily experience an easy reality. The Amritanubhava is a complete embodiment of joy in daily living. This is the true meaning of the mantra, Amritanubhava, joy in daily living. There is a state to be experienced beyond the mind and beyond the senses. This state we call witness consciousness. There is an indweller, a witness to your mind, also known as the observer. This observer is a spiritual witnessing awareness that is always present. This witness or observer is who you really are. Sri Yaneshwar Maharaj, also known as Jnanadeva, was a great Siddha guru who knew and taught the importance of employing one's spiritual witnessing awareness in everyday existence, in order to have an ongoing experience of joy in daily living. That is the focus of this work, to provide the wisdom necessary for reining in the restless mind in order to experience joy. In this regard, Jnanadeva emphasizes the importance of understanding Maya, the illusory aspect of this world appearance, and how this Maya gives rise to an imaginary ignorance that is born of the bondage of words. This bondage is embodied in what is known as Matrika Shakti, or Matruka, the ununderstood mother of the universe of all the worlds. In beautifully poetic fashion, Yaneshwar Maharaj leads us through the intricacies of the Matrika, and how to gain release from the prison of words. To Jnanadeva, it is incredibly important for us to attain that state that is beyond words, beyond thinking, and beyond the senses, so that joy becomes a constant in our lives. He is resolute in conveying that duality is imaginary, and that contact with people, places, and things should only serve to increase our experience of bliss. As Yaneshwar Maharaj utters from his Amritanubhava, in the courtyard of duality, the self, the Shakti of the Supreme, of its own accord, threads through everything. When this fact is realized and experienced from moment to moment, as duality and differences appear to widen, the inner experience of unity becomes stronger. In this state, the enjoyment of sense objects only reinforces the experience of the highest bliss, as one is reminded over and over again that sensory enjoyment belongs to the universal experient, the only doer, the only cause, that all these are divine expressions of that universal experient. After explaining why ignorance is imaginary, thereby rendering knowledge as only an educational term for what is, always has been, and always will be, Jnanadeva then completes his instruction by defining and sharing experiences of the state of liberation. He clearly indicates that, with the grace and blessings of a sadguru, it is entirely possible to live in a state of grace. Combined with the grace of our own self-effort, an intoxication of joy can be our steady, uninterrupted experience as we merge with the witness to the mind, dwelling forever in a state of bliss that is beyond the mind and beyond the senses. Who is Sri Yaneshwar Maharaj? The name Yaneshwar means Lord of Wisdom. Yanadeva, as he is also called, was one of the greatest siddhas in my siddha lineage. My guru, Muktananda Paramahamsa, considered Yaneshwar to be one of the greatest sages of all the worlds. Gurudev spoke of Yanadeva often and taught many lessons from Yaneshwar's sacred texts. Sri Yaneshwar Maharaj was born in the small town of Appugayon near Paithan on the banks of the river Godavari in Maharashtra, India, on the 15th of August, 1275. He took live Mahasamadhi, willfully dropping his body on the 25th of November, 1296 in Alandi. Though he lived for only 21 years, he had an impact on millions of people around the globe. His writings are considered to be the centerpiece of scriptural study, and his wisdom is the subject of the most auspicious instruction for sadhana. His brother, Nivritti, was his guru. At the age of 16, he wrote the Yaneshwari, also known as the Bhavartha Dipika, a commentary on the Bhagavad Gita of Sri Krishna. In doing so, Yaneshwar brought this knowledge to the common person who was not of the Brahmin caste and did not otherwise have access to such sacred texts. A year later, he wrote the Amritanubhava, on which these contemplations are based. He also wrote Jangadeva Pasati, that is a letter to the famous yogi Jangadeva, in which he speaks about what self-realization is and how it is possible to attain liberation in this very life. Yaneshwar also wrote many songs known as Abhangas, such as the Haripata and Pasadayan. Abhangas are spiritual, devotional songs in the Marathi language. His father, Vitalpant, had taken sannyasa, vows of monkhood, while still married to his mother, Rakumabai. Vitalpant left his wife without telling her that he intended to take sannyasa and live in his guru's ashram, never to return home. He snuck off to live in Varanasi with his guru, Ramanand Swami. However, when his guru found out that he had a wife, he sent Vitalpant home to fulfill his duty to his wife and to have children. Their first child, a pure, calm, and quiet son, was named Nivritti. That means to turn inward, to go beyond the mind and the senses. The second-born child was Yaneshwar. The third was Muktabai. And the last was a boy, Sopanadeva. Vitalpant was a Brahmin, but because he had taken sannyasa and then left his guru's ashram while relinquishing the vows of a monk, he was proclaimed an outcast of the Brahmin caste and could no longer perform his duties as a Brahmin priest. He and his family were forced to move to the outskirts of the village to live. They were shamed as those who defile Brahmins. Because of this, Vitalpant was not able to find work to support his family, and the shopkeepers in the village would not sell goods or food to him. The Brahmin elders told Vitalpant that the only way to cure his sin against the Brahmin caste was to commit suicide. Horrified and depressed, Vitalpant threw himself in a nearby river and drowned. His wife followed suit by ending her own life. The children now had to care for themselves. They traveled to Nasik to get letters of certification that they were of the Brahmin caste so that they could go to school and get work in the region. But everywhere they went, news of Vitulpant had preceded them and they were denied verification that they had been born as Brahmins. This made their lives exceedingly difficult. Outside Nasik, in the holy town of Triambakeshwar, Nivritti found his guru, Gahininath, a follower of the Natha tradition. With the initiation and leadership of Gahininath, Nivritti became Nivrittinath, the guru to his brother, Yaneshwar Maharaj. Although Yaneshwar was initiated into the Natha tradition, he taught Bhakti Yoga, the path of devotion. Yanadeva formed a strong friendship with the poet saint Namadeva. Together with his sister Muktabai and brother Sopanadeva, the four traveled through India offering song sermons that became legendary. Yaneshwar would give talks on bhakti and the importance of mumukshutva, the burning longing to be free. Namadeva would recite spiritual poetry. Sopanadeva would sing the poems and lead people in chanting. And Muktabai gave Shaktipat, full Kundalini awakening. In places like Pandharpur, these song sermons would go on for many hours and the chanting turned into people dancing in the streets while singing the name of God. Sri Yaneshwar Maharaj was considered to be a Janma Siddha, born God realized. His offering to the world continues to rescue millions from the ignorance of worldliness.